This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas law puts the same standards on abortion clinics as any other medical clinic. A San Antonio Planned Parenthood could not meet minimum safety standards, so they scrambled to build a new facility. The arrangements for that facility, one able to do nearly 3,000 surgical abortions per year, apparently overlooked zoning concerns, and pro-life advocates have been all too willing to keep the clinic from opening. Planned Parenthood will not meet its January target date for opening. Fresh from victories in November's elections, pro-life advocates are targeting Republicans who have sabotaged the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which has now had two failed opportunities for a vote. They are looking for replacements for Representatives Renee Elmers, Charlie Dent, Ann Wagner, and Jackie Walorski in the 2016 election. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. North Carolina pro-life advocates were happy when legislators voted to raise the quality standards for abortion clinics. Now, however, they find the new rules have been written by the abortion industry itself and are hurriedly responding to defects in the law, including inadequate records, particularly for minors, inadequate attendance by nurses for patients transferred to hospitals, and a grandfathering in of abortion clinics who cannot meet the new safety standards. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.